A recent study published in the Lancet Digital Health examined the use of artificial intelligence, AI, algorithms in clinical practice through randomized controlled trials, RCTs. The use of AI in healthcare has been on the rise in the past 5 years, with some studies suggesting that AI models can perform as well as or even better than clinicians. However, many of these models have been evaluated retrospectively and not in real-world settings, leading to uncertainty about the potential risks to clinicians and patients. The scarcity of RCTs evaluating AI in clinical practice further contributes to this uncertainty. The researchers conducted a scoping review to analyze the current state of AI in clinical practice. They searched for relevant studies on the International Clinical Trials Registry and PubMed, Central and Scopus databases between January 1, 2018 and November 14, 2023. They also screened the references of these studies to identify additional articles. The inclusion criteria for the studies were RCT that implemented a significant AI component as an intervention in clinical practice. The intervention included non-linear computational models such as neural networks and decision trees, studies that evaluated linear risk scores or did not integrate the intervention into clinical practice, were excluded. After screening the titles and abstracts, the researchers reviewed the full text of 133 studies. They excluded 60 articles and identified 13 additional studies through reference screening. In total, 86 unique RCT were included in the analysis. These trials were related to various clinical specialties, with gastroenterology, radiology, surgery, and cardiology being the most common. The findings of the study revealed several key points. The majority of RCT were single-country trials conducted primarily in the United States or China. However, there were a few multi-country trials conducted in European countries. The median participant age was 57.3, and nearly half of the subjects were male. The primary endpoints of the trials varied, with some focusing on diagnostic performance or yield, while others examined the effects of AI on care management and patient symptoms and behavior. Most of the AI models were developed in the industry, followed by academia. Around 80% of the trials aimed to show improvement, and the majority reported significant improvements in their primary endpoint. In particular, trials found that AI-assisted clinicians performed better than unassisted clinicians, and in some cases, standalone AI systems performed better than clinicians. However, there were some trials that reported negative results, indicating no improvements of assisted clinicians compared to unassisted clinicians or AI systems compared to routine care. Overall, the study concludes that there is a growing interest in the use of AI in clinical practice across different specialties and regions. The majority of trials had favorable outcomes, highlighting the potential of AI in improving clinical decision-making, patient symptoms and behavior, and care management. However, it is important to note that the success of AI ultimately depends on its generalizability to target populations and settings. Further research is needed to gain a deeper understanding of the true effects and limitations of AI in healthcare.